The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, 11th day of June 2013. Good to have you today. I want to start with a gentleman, first time on Radio Friends. Brett, hey,
yes.
Good to have you here.
Hey, Paul,
Brett.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. At MU Healthcare Orthopedic Institute.
That is correct.
And we're going to talk about I hope I'm pronouncing it right. The DARI Motion
yes.
Capture System.
The DARI stands for Dynamic Athletics Research Institute, which is where the product itself was made. But to give you the best visual image I can of it, it's a giant 20-foot by 10-foot white box with 14 infrared and sonar-driven cameras that can actually take a person straight off the street, capture their motion, and give us loads and loads of data on what may be wrong with them from a knee problem, hip problem, spine problem.
So you mean somebody can come into the Orthopedic Institute? Where are you located? Right over at the University
Hospital? Yeah, right over at the University Hospital. We're actually a freestanding facility right there off the stadium.
So somebody comes in and they say, I got some pain on me. Find where it is. Find
Absolutely.
What my problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't tell you where it is,
you
can look at it with the DARI motion machine.
You bet. It's our own little detective agency,
and you can
if you will.
Oh, you got a problem in your hip or you got a problem in your knee.
That is correct. You know, we'll get plenty of diagnostics from our physicians as far as x-rays, MRIs, but those are really basic images. What we want to know is, what does that image tell us about how you move? Okay.
So how are you going to be able to, how can you fix somebody by looking at them?
Well, that's the great thing. Let's say someone comes in with a knee pain and they say, well, we've looked at your x-rays, they're mostly clear, but you're having some considerable knee problem. What's going on? If we put them in and do something as simple as like a squat or anything like that, a simple movement, getting up from a chair, by looking not at just at their knee, but their entire body mechanics, as they get up, we can say, well, here's the reason your knee hurts. It's because your hip is rotating inward and it's weak as you step forward. Yes. Straight up from the video itself. And it's great to see the video because they come up as a big pixelated human on
the
screen.
When you go through the detectors at the airport?
It is almost, but even more advanced, believe it or not. And no radiation. That's the key. It's very safe. It is nothing but camera imagery, but it is even much more accurate than anything you could see at an airport.
Wow.
This whole system is about $250,000 unit.
And how long has it been there?
We've been there open and ready to go with it for about 4 months now, and we're just now tapping into what we can do with it.
So if people want more information, can they just come by and look at this thing?
You know, they got to get an appointment to come see it, but we are more than happy to show it off.
Okay.
We do use it with our patient care because it's something that gives us much more important functional data about a person rather than just the fact my knee hurts.
Right. Know. So if they want more information, what do they do?
They just give us a call at the Missouri Orthopedic Institute, or they can call our physical therapy offices there and basically say, I'd love to see the DARI or understand more about it. And one of us would be more than happy to show you around.
Hey, that's nice, Brett.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Thank you
more
very
than
much.
Happy to do it.
Brett Hayes, MU Healthcare. Pleasure having you
here.
Hey,
thank you so much,
Fun talking
Paul.
With
that's
you and finding out about the DARI motion capture system.
Absolutely.
Now we're going to talk about something a little more down to earth. Yes, Tim Reinbott is with us, Bradford Farms.
Hey, Paul.
Good to have you here, Tim. You know, Tim, the past 2 years that you've been on, we were talking about the drought, the dry weather, and now we have had so much rain this year that some of the plants are rotting in the ground.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we just went from two extremes,
haven't we? You know, when we had the rain several weeks ago, I was saying if we could have taken some of this and spread it out to last summer when we had 110-degree heat and no rain for months. But so what's going on at Bradford Farm?
Well, we're getting our vegetable crops in. You know, we have our 150 varieties of tomatoes that we have to plant.
So are your tomatoes in?
We're getting them in. That's been trying to get them in between the rains and what have you. What we have in is looking okay. You know, we've got them on plastic, so it helps a little bit more than the home gardener.
What do you mean you've got them on plastic?
Well, we have plastic mulch. So we lay plastic down and put them in inside that.
So Are they not in the soil?
Oh, they're in soil, yes, but plastic covers the soil.
And why is that better?
Well, it it keeps the splashing from the soil on it, so we keep less diseases mm-hmm. that way. We can trickle irrigate them underneath. Well,
you don't really need to irrigate right now.
Not this, but it also keeps them from getting too waterlogged, too. Mm-hmm. So that's, and also in the early spring, we can use black plastic, and it helps
keeps the heat in.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So can, if people want to do that themselves, how do you make up your plastic mulch?
You can just purchase a black plastic. It's called black plastic mulch, and you can just roll it out. You can make a little berm if you want to, so it's nice and stays dry, and put that over it and cover the ends up and plant right into it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and make sure you have a drip tape so you can water it or inject fertilizer, whether it's organic fertilizer or non-organic, and mm-hmm. it works really well that way.
Now, you know what I've done this year with my garden? I'm attempting to go all organic, uh-huh. all organic, with no chemical fertilizers mm-hmm. at all. Well, I purchased nematodes. Mm-hmm. You know what nematodes are?
Oh, yes, they help.
Explain to the listener what nematodes are.
Well, nematodes are one of the organisms in the soil, and what they do is they feed on bacteria and fungi, which are help breaking down the nutrients, but this also releases nutrients. They also attack the bad nematodes.
They do, and that's why they supposedly will help eat the larva of the Japanese beetle, mm-hmm. of the cucumber beetle.
Right.
And that was one reason I bought nematodes, and you get them, they're little microscopic things. You dissolve them in water, and then I was out there spraying them in the soil.
Right.
And also using compost tea.
That's great.
This year. Does all of this, is it going to work out better going totally organic and staying away from the chemical fertilizer, or am I going to notice a difference this year?
You know, I'm glad that you're an experienced gardener and going that direction, because I think you need some experience. And you need to know when your plants are needing nutrients and have insect attacks. But I think you'll find out in the long run, you will have a very, very good garden.
In the long run. It may not work the first year.
Right. But as well as you want, because you'll learn a lot. And that's what we always encourage folks to do. Get experience with it and then gradually get into it. Just like you have. Using compost, for example.
Yeah. I got some wonderful compost. And I think that's helped the soil.
Oh, it does, because it helps feed those microorganisms. It gives you nutrients.
And those little nematodes are down there running around.
Yeah.
Making it all. If people want more information about Bradford Farm, it's a wonderful, wonderful facility.
Yes,
you have out
come
there.
On out. You know, we have many demonstration areas, open 24/7. Or you can call me up at 884-7945 and come on out, and I'll give you a little tour.
Oh, you would love the Bradford Farm. Tim Reinbach, thank you so much
for coming. Thank you,
please come back before the summer is over.
Oh, will.
All right. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio's Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Tomorrow, we've got Mel Zelenek on. And if you have anything you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.